You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. It's Pride Month, and for the first time in Jackson's history, official rainbow flags are flying over the town square. KHOL's Hannah Mersbach reports local councilors unanimously approved paying for them.
Members from the local group Jackson Hole Pride filled the seats at this week's council meeting as Mayor Haley Morton Levinson read a Pride proclamation.
Jackson's Town Council, on behalf of the Jackson residents, hereby proclaim the month of June 2023 Pride Month and urge all residents to recognize.
It's the second time the town has had an official Pride Month, but the first time it's put money towards it. This move comes amid efforts nationwide to create laws that dial back LGBTQ plus rights. Wyoming recently joined 20 states in banning trans girls from playing on female sports teams. Local advocate Grant Gallagher says flying rainbow flags tells the community it's welcome here.
Some people are going to see it and feel it at a really deep level. Other people, it's just going to be in the background, their vacation pictures, and all of those things really matter in terms of the visibility of pride in our community and the ability for people to feel safe and supported and celebrated and joyous here in Jackson.
In a unanimous decision, the Jackson Town Council is allotting up to $5,000 towards the banners and other pride events, such as climbing days, a queer prom drag show, and a dance party. Hannah Mersbach, KHOL News.
Northern Arapaho and Eastern Shoshone College students will be traversing the Wind River Mountains later this summer. It's part of a new project through Central Wyoming College called New Voices in Climate. The goal is to document weather patterns in the heart of the mountains where sometimes there are microclimates that we don't know about. Right now, project leader Jackie Clancher says there aren't fixed weather stations in the Alpine.
This year in particular, but a lot of years, there tends to be a lot of hard things our community members are experiencing. So being able to connect with one another around positive things is really important as well.
So physically being there in the mountains collecting the data is key, and it'll help us understand future weather and water availability. Clancher says she wants Native students to collect this data because they're underrepresented. And also the Wind River Reservation will directly be affected by changing weather in the nearby mountains. Students will be hiking in August, but are presenting their project at a conference in D.C. next week. I'm Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.